Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Lincoln.
Hey, so we're going to talk about a movie that we saw a long time ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
When did it come out?
February?
February? Okay, it's not that long ago.
No.
But it's a movie that we saw and we wanted to talk about because I really liked it.
I did too, surprisingly.
And with WrestleMania just happening, I figured this is a perfect opportunity
WrestleMania
to talk about a wrestling movie. So we saw
WrestleMania.
We saw Fighting With My Family.
We did.
And I enjoyed it quite a bit. It definitely...
Did it surprise you?
It did, because it's the best like WWE movie.
Oh,
by a long shot. Yeah. And that was the thing.
Basically, when the Marine... Or 12 rounds 3 might be second for me.
Well, that was the thing. It's like the track record of the WWE studios makes it kind of a scary task to go to see the movie.
Well, the best thing they did was they didn't really hire a wrestler as a lead.
True.
The trailer makes it seem they did.
And also, the person that wrote it is... what's his name?
I can't remember the Rock.
Not The Rock. The Rock is in the movie twice.
Briefly. The trailer makes it seem like he's the fucking star.
It's what's his name? He's a great writer.
Fun. Yeah.
So Fighting With My Family was very good.
It was.
And I highly recommend it.
It's fun.
It was very fun, and it was funny,
mm-hmm.
and actually funny.
I think it works for wrestling fans and non-wrestling fans.
Yeah.
Wrestling fans might be nitpicky, like I was at the time.
I actually saw it was like a survey of people that saw the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was like half and half. Like only half people that are wrestling fans saw it, half knew nothing about wrestling.
Well, it's a good, funny family drama.
And it was a fun, like, it was like a feel-good movie.
Yeah, and I thought it was cool to see, like, behind the scenes, quote unquote, at the performance center and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I want to go into my nitpicky stuff.
Okay.
Because I have like nitpicky things.
They didn't show the sex tape? Is that one of your nitpicks?
No, Kyle. No, I thought we were going to bring it up.
How can you not? They brought it up.
They did bring it up. Then they have brought it up, which is the smart thing to do. My nitpicky things. Well, one I know is one of your nitpicky things that didn't bother me too much, but it still kind of does, is the whole not acknowledging the NXT stuff.
Yeah, because I think it's all about her rise from nothing to... But, like, there was so much more, like, to her story, like, to make it bigger than mm-hmm. they showed. I think they actually lessened how awesome her story actually is.
Well, they downplayed it so much because they leave out the NXT, and then yes, her winning the title was big, but it would have been even bigger if they set up kind of how, you know, NXT is a stepping stone to the main roster.
Yeah.
I thought that was weird, and I didn't I know it's a big feel good thing, but the whole like turn of her being BFFs with the girls,
yeah,
was very quick, like flip of a coin, quick.
Yeah, and you know, the feel good, they had her do the speech after she beat AJ. No, she just walked away.
You gotta get people crying, Kyle.
Yeah, no, I mean, I thought it worked for the movie, but yeah. I just think her story was even greater.
Mm-hmm. The only other nitpicky thing is that because the movie really, like, it split 60-40 of 60 being about Paige and 40 being about her brother. I wish that there was more stuff with the parents.
Yeah, I don't know why you hire good actors and don't do a whole lot with them.
No, they're just there for...
Comedy relief.
There's key scenes with them, like when Paige leaves, and at the end where they're all watching her win the title.
Which was a nice moment. I liked that a lot.
I don't know. I kind of was hoping for some kind of side plot with them as well as the brother.
Considering it's about the family, even though it's a Paige movie. I'm surprised they didn't have more wrestler cameos. I know we complain about it, but this is literally a movie about wrestling.
Let's see.
They had Sheamus and Big Show.
Sheamus, Big Show, Miz.
Miz.
The Rock.
His wasn't really a cameo.
Well, yeah.
He was Triple H in this movie.
There was a guy dressed like Pete Dunne.
Yeah, but why not just get Pete Dunne?
Was that all the wrestler cameos?
Yeah. I thought it was like weird that you own the rights to all these wrestlers. Why didn't they use the wrestling names of any of the other people in NXT? Why didn't you have Bayley be one of the... Because from what I read, the stunt double was Tessa Blanchard. So you could have had a wrestler wrestle her. I mean, they had Zelina Vega played AJ Lee, which was cool. I don't know. I just feel like I would have liked to see more of the NXT stuff.
Yeah.
Because most of the movie is her in the performance center training. But then they just rush through the matches and they're like, oh, you're debuting on Raw. I'm Triple Rock. You're going to debut on Raw.
Speaking of The Rock.
He's a sexy man.
He was good in the movie because he was just fucking playing The Rock.
He was just The Rock, yeah.
When have we hit The Rock, like the end point of the
wrestling hype Rock?
No. Like movies debuting The Rock that are multi-million blockbusters.
No.
Is that still not over?
No, that'll never be over.
But what about when Cena does it?
Yeah, name a blockbuster Cena's been in.
Bumblebee.
Do you think it was because of Cena?
That's why I'm watching the movie.
No. Did you watch Trainwreck?
I did not watch Trainwreck.
Will you watch Trainwreck?
No.
Okay. So
the one thing about Fighting With My Family that was my favorite part was actually the side plot of the brother, which I know a lot of people didn't really like. I think across the board whenever
I liked it, I just thought it was a bit too much.
I was okay with the amount of time. I think people would have been more okay with the amount of time given if more time was given to the parents as well.
Yeah.
So you could kind of understand it is about the whole family. But just kind of his rise and then his fall.
I don't think he had a rise, Lincoln.
His rise was getting to the performance center to try out.
But is that a rise?
I think that's a rise.
Yeah.
Well, just think about it. Like, what if you're a wrestler? I mean, it sucks, obviously, that you didn't get chosen, but at least, like, that's a big deal to at least be offered.
I think it's a big deal, too, that WWE made a movie where they just, like, no. Because the movie almost puts, not necessarily in a bad light, but speaking of bad light, change the subject from the brother. Why is Vince Vaughn supposed to be Mick Foley in this movie at one point?
I don't know. It was really weird because he was Mick Foley because they...
He talks about the Hell in the Cell when he flew off the cage.
But...
Why not just get
Rock?
Why not just get Mick Foley to come in?
Especially because Mick Foley is a good actor.
Yeah, just get him to walk in and talk to Paige. Have him at the performance center. It's not that hard.
I liked it. I liked his character a lot, but that whole line of where they made him into Mick Foley really rubbed me the wrong way. And I don't know why they couldn't have just had him be a failed wrestler.
Yeah. And, I think it would have been better.
Yeah. And that's why he's so jaded and that's why he's so hard on people, but also why he's so empathetic with people. But then they make Mick Foley. I don't know why they did that.
I'm not sure. That was a really weird line. Is it just like an inside, like, oh, you get it because you like wrestling?
That's what I think. I think that because there's a lot of like wink, wink, nudge, nudge things in the movie for people that actually actively have watched wrestling for a long time.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with, but then when you make it a plot point, it's weird. But yeah, the brother side plot, I just really liked it because I thought the actor was great. I thought that the story being told with... You know how hard it is when you get rejected of something that you really, really want? Like,
I've never failed.
Like,
I don't know.
Like, I just imagine if your whole life you're dedicating it to a dream... And you're putting everything, and you're listening to Daniel Bryan's speech.
Or Kofi Kingston now.
Kofi Kingston's speech about not giving up, and then you can't get it. And how, for some people, it will just ruin you, like it almost ruined him. But then the other thing is that you can rise above it and find other avenues to greatness.
Like teaching a blind kid to wrestle.
And I really like that. I think it was, that, in my opinion, was the best message that was in the movie. I think that, yeah, like in a weird way, I think I told you this afterwards, I kind of wish the movie was about him. Like, I wish that was a movie.
Yeah, I wish there was less comedy in it. I think it would have been the comedy worked, I thought, for the most part, but I thought there's just such a good drama there.
Yeah, because I think one story that isn't told
is this whiny cat in the microphone. Come on, say hi. They hide it now? Okay.
Nothing.
No. Lay down.
I just really like the idea of, like, the character that tries and fails and then has to figure out what to do after failure is more inspiring to me than the one that tries hard and succeeds. Does that make sense? I mean, that seems pretty jaded, but I think
that's how the movie made Paige's life seem.
Yeah.
You know, like, it just made it seem just, oh, she just worked hard and it worked. And she went through a lot.
Yeah, it really downplays a lot of the bad parts of her life, which I get why they didn't, but
why she was so important to women's wrestling.
That was a big
changing
one.
The landscape. Yeah. And they didn't really.
They did, but not
at the end. And the fucking. She led the women's revolution or began it.
They did that. And then also about how all of the other girls were models. And
I just think they did a bad way of like, Paige, you ugly.
Yeah.
They just made it more catty, mean girls stuff than. Instead of her just being like, oh, no, I can wrestle. I'll out wrestle you until I retire in 2 years. Which is sad. I'm glad that wasn't in the movie.
Yeah.
That just makes that it made us even more sad about her having to step away.
About WrestleMania, I'm not going to talk about WrestleMania other than this.
Kofi Kingston might have given one of the greatest moments ever in WrestleMania.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I told you that.
I watched it.
Yeah, I got it. I was literally jumping up and down. And Lily was watching, so they were all watching it, but their internet cut out in the half of the match. So I was live texting her everything, and when Kofi won, I literally was like up and down screaming.
It's what people want from wrestling. Mm-hmm. Listen to the fans, and I think this Mania did.
Yeah.
Because I did watch it in pieces later. Mm-hmm. You know, you had Seth winning a not good match.
Mm-hmm.
Becky winning in a not so good match, but Becky won.
Mm-hmm.
Ronda tried. It wasn't all Ronda, but I think they tried too many spots on that match.
Yeah.
I just thought you had all the feel-good moments.
Mm-hmm. And
like all of them. I was not disappointed with any finish.
Well, what I was going to say since we are talking about WrestleMania now, the thing that I loved about this year's was how...
Undertaker wasn't there?
Undertaker wasn't there.
Showed up on Raw, though.
Really?
Interrupted Elias.
I didn't even look at the...
He interrupted Elias.
The Thuganomics Cena was one of the greatest
moments
of all
time.
That
might have been the... Yeah.
I think that it was a good, other than Kofi and Daniel Bryan, which was an amazing match.
It was good.
All of the other matches were okay.
I can't think of a match that I was like, that was garbage.
But all of the outcomes were amazing. Like the best possible outcomes you could possibly have.
I don't know about that, but.
Are you talking about Baron Corbin?
Yeah. Talking about Baron Corbin.
Which I think the only reason why...
That was just weird. Because WWE for weeks, apparently, because I don't watch Raw and SmackDown,
mm-hmm.
has been talking about how the fans don't like it and the fans think it's weird.
Yes.
So they're setting you up for it's not going to be Baron Corbin and mm-hmm. Kurt Angle. And then it was. And it was just like... It was weird that was the match. I know Kurt probably picked him.
Yeah, so...
But it was weird.
From what I understand is that everyone... Like higher up and old dudes like Kurt Angle, like love Baron Corbin, and Triple H loves Baron Corbin to the point where he's like a fucking father figure to him.
It's still weird. It was a weird match.
It's weird because I expected a million other things to happen.
I think we all expected Cena or Taker.
I expected Sting.
Oh, I didn't expect Sting.
The only reason why I expected Sting was because he has been talking about how he wants to do like an actual last match because he doesn't want his last match to be with Seth.
Yeah.
He like almost died in the ring. So I thought they were going to do that, but then it didn't.
Yeah, it was weird. I thought you have like because Sami Zayn came back on Raw.
I thought that as well.
You know, maybe you put Jason Jordan if he could go. I don't know if he's officially done.
I think he still can't do anything.
I don't know. It was a weird match. Yeah. It was a weird match. And the battle royal for the men was stupid.
Well, it always is.
Wrestlers weren't on the show, so those two guys could be on there. Yeah, those are always dumb. And the revival losing was dumb.
Yeah.
But overall, yeah, I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of disappointed in the Iconics winning.
Really? I knew they were going to win.
I felt they did, but they promised... such awesome things with wrestling with Sasha and Bayley that they were going to defend them on NXT and this and that. And I really liked the idea of that.
I did.
Because I wanted to see the Boston Hug Connection versus the Sky Pirates.
Yeah.
Because I think that'd be a really amazing match.
I did my yearly of where I choose who won. This was my best year. I only missed two.
I don't think any were too shocking of wins.
No. I thought Brock was going to retain.
I did too, because I didn't think they would give us three big babyface wins.
Yeah.
I thought they're going to bring us down with one. Mm-hmm. But then when Brock came out first, I was like, I think Seth's winning. Mm-hmm. Like at that point, I was like, I think Seth's winning.
I had Brock retaining. And then I had, fuck, was the other one that I missed?
Shane and Miz.
No, I already knew who was going to win that one. Or wait, yeah, because Shane won.
Shane won, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the other one I missed.
Poor Asuka and all of this, though.
Fucking stupid.
It did make the main event bigger. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, with the Fox deal and them unifying the titles, I thought there's a chance Ronda could retain, because Fox would want Ronda on their show as well.
True, but Ronda's pretty diehard about getting knocked up.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
It was great.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was all good. It's weird that WrestleMania was good.
Oh, that's right. What started this all? What I was going to say is that I was really happy that Paige did not commentate the women's triple threat.
Yeah, she wasn't very good. She's better than Beth Phoenix on commentary.
Well, it's not that she's not good. It's just another, like, because when she like first retired and they had her commentate like that for that new belt and everything, I do not think it was the right call, because you could tell like the way that they were like,
oh yeah, it killed her.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely killed her.
It was sad.
Yeah.
And it really didn't like, I didn't want to listen to it.
No.
Because every time the Michael Cole was like, huh, huh, you wish you were out there, don't you, Paige? Huh, huh.
Yeah, like, come on.
What the fuck?
I'm surprised they still had Ray in the match since he was injured.
I thought that was weird, but I get it.
I mean, you could have moved Andrade in there or somebody, yeah, though, you know.
Kyle, what do you want to give Fighting With My Family?
I will give it a 7.5.
I will give it a 7.
Because I thought it was very enjoyable. It surprised me. Mm-hmm. We only went as wrestling fans. We thought it'd just be a shitty movie. But we'd get to see like a recreation of Paige and AJ with Simon and his mom on the big screen, which was fantastic.
I also kind of want, I was so, I want my mom to watch it.
I was so proud to see Simon and his mom.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I always forget that they're there. I did not see them during WrestleMania.
Apparently they couldn't go.
Really?
On Reddit, yeah. They couldn't afford it. Or they couldn't, they had something else.
Wow. Did you see, unrelated, well, kind of related, I guess. Did you see the WWE did a video on their official YouTube about the one dude that's been to every single WrestleMania?
Yeah.
That guy's awesome.
I thought that was really cool.
That guy is awesome, because he's not like fucking Brock Lesnar guy. He's
just a dude.
It's just a dude that loves wrestling.
I want to see WWE do more of that.
Yeah, but not about Brock Lesnar guy.
No, and I want to see, I don't know if you follow their the Performance Center's YouTube channel.
No.
It's a lot of behind the scenes interviews and like trainings and stuff. It's really neat. And if you don't follow him, Matt Bloom on Instagram is fucking great, because he just has videos of him scaring the shit out of wrestlers in his office every day, and I fucking love it. I don't know why. It's the dumbest thing, but I love it every time, because I'm like, who's it going to be? Who's it going to be this time? Because it's just the camera behind the door, and like, who's it going to be? Oh, it's Kairi Sane. She fell on the floor. That's adorable.
Oh.
What are they going to do with Kairi Sane next year, by the way, at WrestleMania?
Hopefully.
It's in Tampa fucking Bay, and it's pirate themed.
I think, if they are smart,
if they are not setting her up for something huge,
they better push her, and so that her fucking entrance is her coming out on a pirate ship.
I want her to do the old Paul Burchill swing in.
Ooh, that'd be good.
I will tell you the match I want to see her in. I want to see her in a triple threat.
Mm-hmm. With
Io and Asuka.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what I want to see.
And yeah.
Just let them do what they can actually do.
Io, I like her.
She's the, probably the best women's wrestler in WWE.
Because she,
God, I'll say WWE, but I'd venture to say past that. She's really good. I don't watch a lot of Stardom stuff, so I can't say.
There's a couple from Stardom that I like a little bit more.
She's really fucking good, though. Mm-hmm. And she should have won the title off Shayna.
Yeah, I'm tired of Shayna Baszler having the title. I was like, oh, okay. So yeah, I wanted to talk about TakeOver. Did you watch TakeOver?
Yes.
Okay, because I wanted to talk about TakeOver. So, I thought that the tag match is one of the best tag matches I've ever seen in my entire life.
I didn't expect it.
Fucking blown away. I could not believe what I was watching.
And I was shocked to see that after that performance that on Raw, Adam Cole wasn't there.
He was. Oh, he wasn't.
I don't think he was at Raw. I didn't watch Raw. I just saw the highlights because he showed that he is a fucking star.
Well, that and also
and a loss.
They're trying to
one of the greatest
break up Undisputed Era, and I figured that the logical reason would be because Adam Cole was coming up.
Adam Cole, it needs to be rocketed to the top.
Well, he will. He's fucking Shawn Michaels.
He should.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say will.
Yeah.
I mean, what's Sanity up to? What's Nikki Cross doing?
I think she's back in NXT.
No.
Are you sure? Okay.
She's not.
Well, because the only reason why I thought she
look
was...
Look at EC3.
Well, because when I was looking at the WWE shop, Nikki Cross's newest shirt still has the NXT tag on it. So I was like,
she's
what?
Not in NXT. It's because she's not on a brand yet.
Okay.
I don't... You know what, though? I will take EC3 jobbing out like he is over this Lacey Evans bullshit.
What even was that?
She does it every fucking show.
So
Raw,
she comes
SmackDown.
Out.
She comes out and turns around and walks out.
And that's it.
Apparently she challenged Becky on Raw. Okay. You're doing this because she can't wrestle.
But why did they do that during WrestleMania? It was just
because
like,
that's her thing. That's her thing. That's like
so fucking stupid.
It's so dumb and no one cares about her. No one. This is Emelina.
Mm.
If she should take over, if you're going to do this with Lacey, pick up Eva Marie's gimmick of having the announcer that, and I think her feuding with Becky, it'll be a terrible match because it's Lacey Evans, but I think it's smart because she's all about being a woman and Becky is the man.
The man. How did you feel about the Pete Dunne match?
It was great.
So I liked
I'm not a huge fan of Walter. I think he's great, but I'm just not a huge fan, but it's Pete Dunne.
It was too long.
It was too long, yeah.
That
but
was,
it was
my biggest thing.
It was time for him to give up the title.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done everything he could do. I was more mad that Toni Storm wasn't on TakeOver. She didn't defend her title.
Yeah, because it's Women's UK, right?
Yeah. I have not watched a single episode of NXT UK, though. I don't know what's going on. It's too much.
Yeah.
I can't. I just can't.
The Pete Dunne match, the things that bothered me with it was, one, the length, because it was just fucking, it was so long. I think it clocked in at like 38 minutes or something.
Yeah,
like
it was long.
But the problem with it was that there were so many points where like Walter and Pete Dunne weren't selling things to where it like took me out of it because it didn't make sense.
I think that's like UK style stuff.
I don't know, because the thing that really sucked was that I loved...
I hate not selling.
Well, there's the story of Pete breaking Walter's fingers so that he couldn't slap, but then...
It's a chop. It's not
well,
a chop.
Oh, yeah. Well, he slaps and chops. So that he couldn't chop and slap, but then when he does it, Walter sells it for 0.5 seconds, and then...
You know this happens in almost every match.
I know.
It's not just that match. I will say this about the Baron Corbin Kurt angle. Baron Corbin sold the ankle very well.
Yeah.
And I'll give him that. I like people that sell moves.
Baron Corbin
is why
is
I will always like Brock Lesnar to an extent, because he's fucking great at selling moves. You would have thought that Seth Rollins was actually shooting him in the head with a shotgun with each one of those curb stomps. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Baron Corbin is a good wrestler.
You
almost said
great.
Almost said great.
He's
good
not great.
Wrestler.
He's decent. He's just too fucking bland.
But they need to figure out what they want to do with him.
He's not the commissioner anymore, so...
Yeah, I don't know why still...
Why is he a constable? Wear wrestling gear.
Yeah.
It's a real annoyance of me. WrestleMania, people do special things.
That's like when fucking Eric Rowan came out in the fucking George Romero show. What are you wearing?
Yeah, why...
What is even happening?
He didn't even care. I will say I thought the WrestleMania set this year lacked a little bit.
Yeah, it sucked. There was nothing cool. They
it just looked like the fancy
Raw
VR
shit.
Yeah, that's stupid.
I don't know.
And fix the fucking lights, man. I don't go, but it's shameful that people still can't see. It's absolutely shameful that this happens every fucking year where people pay thousands of dollars and can't fucking see. When Randy Orton called you out on your bullshit on Twitter for it. Like, stop it. Stop doing it.
TakeOver, I was really surprised by how much I enjoyed seeing... I really wasn't hot on the women's match. I just thought that...
It was good.
It was very sloppy.
Yeah.
But Bianca Belair really kind of wowed me during
it. Steps it up every night. I still hate the hair thing.
The whip, like using it as a whip and stuff.
The thing with that match is, I do think Shayna is a good wrestler in her role. I don't think she's the type of wrestler, though, that can put on a match with Io and Kairi.
Yeah.
And they almost have to carry it. It's kind of like the Ronda with Becky and Charlotte.
Yeah.
Ronda was just trying to, like, the double arm bar,
mm-hmm.
which Becky's arm was just laying there because she had to still sell it even though she wasn't really in it. Simple is better sometimes.
What's the other wrestler that is just Shayna Baszler? They have two that are literally like the same person.
There's three. Are you talking about the other people in our group?
Yeah.
Jasmine Duke and Marina something? The other MMA people? The other four horsewomen?
They're all the fucking same.
Yeah.
They're the same person, and I hate that.
Yeah.
I think Shayna Baszler is the best out of all of them, but I'm not...
I will tell you, if Ronda would have won it, man, it would have shit people. If it wasn't the main event... I think that would have been the best time to have Ronda fully turn heel.
Yeah.
And those three debut. So then you set up the Four Horsewomen versus Four Horsewomen. It's SummerSlam. So you know that's what they want.
But I think now are they just waiting for whenever Ronda's done?
I feel like they're missing their window.
Well, yeah, because if they didn't do it now, then what? We have to wait 2 years for Ronda to have a kid? And then
if that's what she's doing.
If that's what she's doing.
Her whole stick lately has been very confusing to me. You saw the big thing where she's like, wrestling's fake. It's fake.
Yeah, can we not?
But I'm going to win this match.
Can we not?
It doesn't work when you go wrestle. You can't say it's fake and then go wrestle a match where you do wrestling moves. Like, that would work for Brock because of the way his matches are. He goes, wrestling's fake. And he comes in and he just beats the fuck out of people and he goes, look at him.
Mm-hmm.
They're nothing. I'm a real fighter. But you can't do that and then go do a high cross body in a match. And learn to take a pin, Rhonda. Learn to take a fucking pin. That was not part of the thing, because I don't even think she was on Raw. Learn to take a fucking pin.
Did you like...
I like Rhonda, but she's still got a lot to go.
Yeah, well, you know, she's green.
But I also feel like that wouldn't have been the main event if Rhonda wasn't in it. And I hate to say it, after Kofi and Daniel, it shouldn't have been the main event.
So
I think Kofi Kingston should have main evented WrestleMania.
I have a counterpoint to that. I thought that initially, but then I thought that the crowd reaction to Kofi winning was so monumental, I think, because it was not last, because it was not a fucking tired as fuck audience.
But I think that still would have woke him up. My problem with the women's match going last is, was there really a true doubt in anyone's mind of who was winning that match? Was there a doubt in Kofi Kingston?
Yes.
That's why I think it should have went on last.
I want WrestleMania to be 2 days, by the way.
I do too.
It would be amazing.
It'd be better.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why they don't go full hog on the brand split and have 1 day for SmackDown, 1 day for Raw.
Because it wouldn't be that good.
Really?
I mean, you're going to have No Way Jose in a fucking singles match?
What the fuck is up with him? He's the male Naomi now.
Oh, no.
When did that happen?
It looks fucking stupid.
I don't know.
Nah, maybe not that so much. I think either do that or trim it down. Just trim it down. There was a lot of fucking matches.
Yeah.
And then you have matches that were decent that no one's going to remember, like Roman Reigns and Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
Everyone
knew who's going to win that, because there's no way you're going to have the guy that just beat fucking cancer lose.
Yeah, or AJ Orton. I'll tell you, to me, the biggest match I didn't give a fuck about on Mania was Lashley and Finn Balor. They've wrestled so many fucking times.
Yeah.
I feel the demon was wasted against Bobby Lashley.
It was weird, and especially because, like, I already knew that Finn was going to win.
Because he's a demon.
Well, there was that, and also because Lashley... I think Lashley's wanting to, like, go back to MMA again.
I don't know.
Because all he's been talking about on Twitter and Instagram, he's been talking to Josh Barnett all the time about wanting to go and do, like, Bloodsport and do MMA. I don't know what... the deal is...
One last thing. I want to talk about commentators.
Yes.
Can they, during Battle Royals, give a fuck? Ember Moon returned.
Mm-hmm. Nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
And then she got eliminated really quick.
But she returned.
And...
Luke Harper returned.
What the fuck was up with, like, the organic, like, everybody getting behind Dana Brooke there for a minute?
You know what? That was kind of great.
That was good. I'm okay with the Dana Brooke push. I've always liked her.
I don't know where it fucking came from, but man, she was over. It's just like the first year they did the Women's Battle Royal when everybody's like, nobody likes Bayley.
Yeah.
But then when they thought she won, and you just, it doesn't take much to get fans behind people. I guess is the point there.
The good
Make
thing,
them look good. That's it.
We're at a cool like turning point where I'm actually hopeful for the future right now, because this takeover in Mania was the most perfect, like, we're giving the fans what they want.
And I hope they do more of that.
And I hope that, yeah.
Don't give us 100% what we want. That's boring.
Well, the thing that I want is Enzo and Cass to come back, but now they're in Ring of Honor. Did you see that bullshit? So I watched G1 Supercard.
Do you think they're really in Ring of Honor?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I watched G1 Supercard, and I'm going to talk about it very briefly because I want to
I'm surprised Okada won.
I thought he was going to because I really...
I think he's the better choice for that belt.
Well, I thought it was like, they're either going to go full chips in on Jay White, or he's just a placeholder champion.
Well, it's not really... What's he a placeholder for?
Kenny. It was supposed to be Kenny winning.
He took it off of Okada, though.
Huh?
Why didn't they just leave it on Okada?
Well... It was because, so with Kenny leaving, it fucked up all the storylines.
Yeah, they knew he was fucking leaving.
Yeah, so they had to kind of, like, mess with different titles a lot. And, because eventually what it was going to be, from my understanding, was eventually Kenny and Okada were going to fight for the IWGP. So that's why they just hot-shotted it to Jay. And then now they're having Okada get it, so then they can further the storyline from after when Okada would have won it from Kenny. Yeah, I think it's the right choice, but on the other hand, I really like Jay White, and I don't want...
I do too, I just think it was too soon.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did. I thought it was a good gamble, though, because he really owned up to the title. So I think that it's great that he had the opportunity. He shows that eventually when he does get it again, because I think he will get it again, that he is a great champion. I hope that he is... I'd really like for Kota, because Kota won the IC... off of Naito, I hope that we get Kota versus Jay White now.
Good.
No, all of the New Japan matches were great on Supercard, but all the Ring of Honor ones are fucking terrible, and Ring of Honor needs to go out of business.
What a weird place for the Enzo and Cass thing.
Like, I cannot believe, one, that they're even hiring Enzo and Cass.
Well, are they? The rumor is they're not necessarily hiring them.
I don't know. All I know is that it was a work.
Well, have you not heard what most people think?
What?
On the inside is they just hired him for that appearance.
And that was it.
That was it.
That's the dumbest fucking
thing. Because they're trying
to
cash in on when Enzo did it on WWE.
Yeah.
Because it made news, Lincoln.
Here's the thing.
They want people to talk about things other than New Japan.
Well, what they're going to do is, because this was the greatest pay-per-view to get you to not want to fucking watch Ring of Honor... Because every match was bullshit, and I'm sorry, but Jay Lethal needs to get the fuck out of Ring of Honor now, because he's going, like, his stock is gone if he stays.
I think Ring of Honor is in trouble with, if AWE is successful.
It's AEW, Kyle.
Oh, yeah, I said
fucking
AEW.
Fucking learn it.
Whatever. If it's successful. I know everybody says when it will be. Mm-hmm. I mean, they haven't.
Debatable.
It's debatable. That's a big uphill climb.
Yeah.
You know, I hope they are, but will they be?
Yeah.
And how long will it take?
Fuck Ring of Honor. Like, I'm sick of them. They've been cruising off of fucking, hey, remember we had Daniel Bryan and CM Punk like 10 years ago, and now the only person that anybody cares about is Jay Lethal. They fucked over any people that they had hardcore because I know nothing about Ring of Honor, really.
I don't either.
But... apparently, whoever won all of the other matches, everybody that likes Ring of Honor is like, that's fucking stupid. And are mad at them. Because they chose, like, the worst people to win everything. It's ridiculous. I can't wait until Marty's fucking contract is over so he can finally go to AEW. Because we all know he's going to go.
I think either they're WWE.
You think Marty would do WWE?
Because of who's there. I could see him debating it because Deonna's there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kind of like why Chelsea Green went to NXT.
Yeah.
I can see that, and I wouldn't blame him for that, honestly. Yeah. Do I think he should? No, because he'll be on fucking 205 Live.
Yeah.
I think WWE has too many people. They have too many people.
Kyle, before we end it, I need you to make 5 predictions for me.
Okay.
These are the 5 predictions of wrestlers that are going to be sprung clum.
We're going to be what?
Sprung clum.
I don't even know what that means.
Spring cleaning. Get them out of
there. Oh, get out of there?
Get them out of there. Oof. I got five that I think are going to be sprung clung.
No Way Jose.
No Way Jose is on my list as well.
Mickey James.
Ooh, really? You think it's time? Okay.
Yep, I think she probably has a decent contract. They're not doing anything with her.
Okay.
So there's just so many people. It's hard to say. I got,
mine is Noam Dar.
I think
they're going to cut. He has not fucking wrestled in how God knows how long. Which really sucks because I really like him.
I like him too, but he hasn't done anything. I think he could be a star,
but they, yeah.
The Ascension.
Authors of Pain. I think Authors of Pains are done.
Think so?
I think they're done.
I don't think so. One of them's still injured.
No Way Jose.
Yeah, I think No Way Jose's done. They could release The Revival.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on if they asked for the release or whatever.
They did.
Yeah.
They were told no, but I still think they could. Dean Ambrose.
Well, that's not fair.
That's fucking weird that they keep, like, on Raw, they're like, it's his farewell match.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's weird.
That's really fucking weird to me.
I think because they're trying to, like, get him to not do it because they're like, see how much fans like you?
That's not what they do, though.
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck they do anymore.
Like, is it just a leave of absence is more what I'm feeling now. Mm. Or he's not really leaving, and this is a storyline thing.
Yeah.
They don't talk about people leaving, Lincoln. They don't. They write him off. You'll never fucking see him again. So they'll sit on the bench like Neville.
No.
They just don't do that. Well, it's bad business. Hey, look at this guy that's good. You can watch elsewhere. Let's showcase him before you go watch him elsewhere.
And then my last two, because they're part of a stable, I think, Sanity.
I think all of Sanity, yeah. Except, I think Nikki Cross
except Nikki Cross, yeah.
And that's sad.
Well, but isn't... Oh, wait, no, he's not in anything. I thought he was in... Oh, shit. Who? Yeah, her husband.
He's in the War Raiders. No, like that's Nikki Sarah Logan.
Yeah, that's Sarah Logan.
Who is...
Remember, he's not, like, doing anything.
Nikki Cross is Killian Dane.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in Sanity.
Yeah, okay, so all Sanity, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're done.
Yeah. I don't, the Ascension have stayed.
Yeah, it sucks.
They've stayed. The one I hope doesn't ever happen is Tyler Breeze.
He never will.
Because Up, Up, Down, Down is so fucking good.
He's not going to be.
I will pimp the fuck out of GM mode.
Yeah.
he doesn't have a choice in being released, Lincoln.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm saying of if he were to ask for his release or something like that, I don't think he ever would. But the thing is, like, he's so loved by everyone in the locker room.
Well, and he does so much for NXT house shows. He's still on those.
Yeah, he does that, and he does all the charity stuff. I just don't think that he would be cut.
I don't, just like Titus O'Neil will never be cut.
Yeah.
He does too much for the company.
Or, what's his name?
John Cena.
Not John Cena. Mojo Rawley?
Mojo Rawley.
Because Mojo Rawley honestly needs to not be a wrestler anymore and put him in all the public relations stuff. Because
kind of like such, Titus O'Neil.
He's such a good dude, yeah, and he can speak like 17 languages.
Yeah, and Sami Zayn does a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot for that stuff. So, no, I think they're all safe. I don't know. It'll be somebody we don't expect or somebody we forgot still works there. They'll announce like some NXT people we've never heard of. Or it'll be just huge ones. Like Drew McIntyre has been released.
That would suck.
Jinder Mahal.
Well.
Yeah, but I mean, big names would be like, yeah, wow, that's surprising. He went from being champion.
Rusev would be good because I think he can do better elsewhere.
I don't think so. I think Total Divas is going to keep him.
That's right.
I think he'll be fine.
So, Kyle, that was it. That's our wrestle talk for the year.
Yeah, good. I'm over it. Fuck wrestling. It sucks.
No, Kyle. Wrestling's great.
No.
Yes, Kyle, because Kofi and Daniel Bryan.
This WrestleMania was just like if you hired a hooker and she punched you in the face for an hour, but then for like 5 minutes she tickled your butthole and it felt nice. Just because you get one little moment of joy doesn't mean that's good, Lincoln.